here's gonna chug. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's gonna chug.
Here's Henry What's-His-Name at the start of a new week. Sunday really starts the calendar week, you know. In 3 minutes, actor Sidney Chaplin tells Monitor why he's lived in Paris for 5 years and why he considers his famous father, Charlie, a marvelous, misunderstood, kind, and decent man.
As long as you go by the rules, love is a groovy game. It wasn't invented by fools. Love is a groovy game. La da 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 da. It's a groovy game. Now there's rule number one. Lower the light for the fun. Lover's rule number two. Limit the players to two. It's a groovy game. Everyone can win. Won't that be fun? If you lose your heart, I'll give you mine. Love is a groovy game. A groovy game. Won't you come?
Those were the Arbors, and Love is a Groovy Game. Hello? Sidney Chaplin, son of comedy genius Charlie Chaplin, has done reasonably well himself on the stage and in films. And like most famous sons of famous fathers, he's had his share of unfavorable comparison. In 62, when he was in the Broadway musical Subways Are for Sleeping, a director agreed that Sidney had inherited the family talent on his mother's side. But Bells Are Ringing got him nice personal reviews, and he married... Well, why am I telling you all this? Here's an interview given or taken by John Cannon when he talked with him to find out what's new.
Sidney, how long has it been that you have been more or less making headquarters here in Paris?
Well, I think it's roughly since... No, it's more than 15 years. It's, I came here first in 1951 for a two-week vacation. And I was said, I'm going to see Rome, I'm going to see this, I'm going to see that. And, well, I fell in love with Paris. I stayed 5 years.
And then you married Noël Adam, and now you're really a Parisian, aren't you?
No, well, funny thing, I met my wife, who was French. I met her in New York through my agent. It's the only nice thing he ever did for me, as a matter of fact.
Well, Sidney, just briefly, what is the attraction of Paris for you?
I don't know. I think it's a way of life that's... of course, living in New York is absolutely insanity. It's the pace there, because I was born in California, and the pace in California is like 10 times as slow as when you hit New York. Everyone's hustling and rushing and going through the streets. And it really is true about the city. I didn't make it up. It's been, people have been saying that for years. And I suddenly got to France, and I discovered that, the telephone didn't work as well. But gradually I realized it makes a lot more sense. And they get things done here. There's business, and there's a finance, and there's deals made. But still, the Frenchman, for 2 hours, he's going to have his lunch. It's not a sandwich and a cup of coffee and back to the office. I don't know, it's a relaxed, much more comfortable way of life.
Let me ask you something about the developments here in France. We have new decrees where they're supposedly won't be as many travelers coming over.
And it's amazing. You can go in a bar here, and you can sit, and you have a drink, if you're by yourself, and you have a drink, and you have another drink, and you stay there the whole evening long, and nobody's going to come up. That can happen to you so often, and does in New York, and say, "Hi, buddy, how are you? Let me listen. I'm Ed Kronkowitz from Chicago, and they have a certain, you live in an apartment house here. Well, I've lived here for, 2 years waiting for that house to be finished, and I don't know the people next door. And they'd never dream of dropping, coming by and saying, well, how about a cup of sugar? Very independent people. But I like that. It's very realistic.
Let's go back for a few moments here to your youth. Were you trained as an actor out in California? What did you do in the early days as a youngster, for instance?
I was called more or less what you'd call a bum. I went through the war, and I got out of the war, and like most kids, didn't know what I wanted to do. I hadn't finished school. I didn't like school. And luckily, a friend told me, he said, you should be an actor. I said, I don't want to. Why should I do that? He said, well, try. You might make a good actor. So he gave me a part in a play. I didn't know what I was doing, but I stayed with his theater group for 4 years and learned.
Did your father encourage this?
Not at first, no. He's never encouraged any of the kids. If you're good, if you can make a living at it, you're not bad.
You sound, though, as though you have a great deal of appreciation for your father.
Oh, I do. No, I think he's a marvelous man. But he's a very kind and decent person, which is rare. You know, my father's never been hip. He's never been of the times. He never has been. In other words, the current fad or the new expressions, that's always, that's been Chinese to him, a mystery.
That's actor Sidney Chaplin, an old friend of mine, as a matter of fact.
Stay right here on NBC.
Good sport, Joe Garagiola, coming up shortly, so stay on the monitor beacon. 18 minutes after the hour. And here's a new tune from Dean Martin.
If one you think is true ever turns his back on you, you still got a place in my heart.
Sports brought to you by One a Day and Chox, vitamin insurance for the whole family. Here's Joe.
I'd call her a pretty lady, but she calls herself mean. And I'll be back to talk to her after this from Miles Laboratories.
If you think your family is getting enough of the right foods, you'll be surprised at a new government report on nutrition. It indicates that 50%, yes, 50% of American families studied have diets that fall below the recommended levels in one or more vitamins or other nutrients. 20% of the diets are rated poor, below two-thirds of the recommended levels. The most common vitamin shortages are in vitamin A and vitamin C. Diets are worse now than a decade ago. Both rich and poor are choosing the wrong foods. Maybe you are too. So why not take out some vitamin insurance? Give your family one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Or if your children like the chewy kind, give them Chox chewable vitamins. Both supply vitamin A and vitamin C, plus all the other vitamins you normally need to take. Start your day with one-a-day or Chox. Family Vitamin Insurance from Miles Laboratories.
How tough is a losing football game on a player? Usually the fans don't know how tough it is, and often not even his teammates know. But one person who always knows is his wife. Last year, the Dallas Cowboys lost the NFL championship game to the Green Bay Packers. The public got a good look after that game on television at Dallas quarterback Don Meredith. Recently, I had a chance to discuss that game with Cheryl Meredith, Don's wife.
What was your man like before that game?
Whew. Well, he was kind of hard to live with for about a week there before the game. We'd never argue, and we get along beautifully, but everyone's nerves were so tense, and it was so tense around the house. I went down to Beaumont about 2 days before the game just to visit a friend, just so I wouldn't get in his way, you know. And we had a new baby, and I just made a point to stay out of his way because he was so nervous.
He was such a tremendous man after that game. On national television, he spoke about how tough it was to lose. What was he like when you had him along?
Well, I was very proud of him on his television interview because I'm sure there were a lot of people in Dallas and other football fans, particularly Dallas fans, that had that just horrible, let-down feeling at the end of the game, like you couldn't really believe it. And I thought he did a real good job. When he finally got home, oh gosh, I was petrified to go meet him at the airport because you never know what to say in that kind of, in that case. But it's the first time after a game, Don's amazing. He bounces back so fast. And he didn't bounce back quite as fast after that game as he usually does. And it kind of scared me a little bit. He was a little bit downcast about it.
But you feel he's back to pretty much normal now?
Well, it took a little bit longer, but he's back in there again, ready for next season.
Cheryl, do you watch all the games?
Yes, I watch every one of them.
In person or on television?
No, I just, they go out of town for the out-of-town games on Saturday, and they're back Sunday night, and they leave Saturday noon. You don't get to say it with them. You don't get to see them. So it's better just to watch on television.
What kind of a viewer are you when your husband is a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys?
Terrible. All by myself. I don't go to the games with anyone else when they're in Dallas, and I watch them on television all by myself at home. I won't go. A lot of the wives have bridge parties and this and that, but I get too mean and bad. Mm-hmm. Really do.
Do you shout at him?
No, I don't shout at him. I just don't. I love the game, and I love to watch every pass he throws and every play he calls. And I'm just such an avid fan of his, I guess. I don't like anyone talking to me while he's playing. No, if the defense is out there, I'm a lot better to get along with, but not if the offense is out there.
Cheryl, thank you very much for the visit.
Thank you.
That mean lady was Mrs. Don Meredith, wife of the Dallas Cowboys star quarterback. And this is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. Now this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. You remember the other day when I was telling you about the State Farm homeowners policy? The big package of protection from State Farm fire and casualty that costs less than most other companies charge? What I didn't tell you is that your State Farm agent is in the yellow pages. That is, when he's not in his office.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Sports is what we do a great deal of here every weekend on Monitor. And you can catch Joe Garagiola on sports every weekday on NBC Radio. Raymond LeFouvre's orchestra with soul coaxing. Well, let him change his name. Let me coax your soul to stay with Monitor. Enjoyable listening all throughout the nation. The name names, Fresno, California, where they hear us on KMJ. Station break, then we'll be back. Monitor, Morgan.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon.
Problems are often related, and so are the people who cause them. If you have family problems, please call me, Dr. Joyce Brothers, weekdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WNBC, and we'll look for an answer together.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Well, all you cats are having a party there. Just want to make sure you invite Lewis. Of course, it's fun to wear a red paper hat. Of course, it's good to know the wine isn't flat. But though you take a certain comfort from that, you better have me there. Life for the party. Of course, it's nice to see the streamers of flum. To know the guest list is appealingly yum. But if you want to hear that bell really rung, you better have me there. The life for the party. Oh, no. You wouldn't want the night to be your so why not have the guarantee? The fun's about to begin when I come sauntering in. Of course, it's nice when candles gleam everywhere. When there are lanterns swinging high in the air. But if you really want a snappy affair, you better have me there. Swaggering in. Of course, it's nice to give them colorful lights. A lovely lady dressed in lavender tights. But if you really want the night of all nights, you better have me there. The night for the party. The night for the party.
Next on Monitor, the Hutch Davy Convention and a Lover's Concerto. Thank you.
sing you for comedy.
This half hour, the U.S. Olympic ski coach answers his critics. Why is he being criticized? Well, for the first time since 56, our boys and girls didn't take one alpine medal at Grenoble. But the coach, Bob Beattie, has some pertinent things to say about the past, present, and future of competitive skiing in the U.S. of A. 3 minutes away, Bob Considine. Latest thing from Harper's Bazaar, Cotton Candy Sandman.
Sandman's coming out of the window and let him in. He's gonna dust your mind with a pretty little dream and a grin for your chin. And the light of
with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
If this was Christmas time and the situation in Vietnam was as critical as it now is, the annual Bob Hope Show would consist of just Bob and some other trooper, Joey Heatherton, if I had anything to say about it. I'll be back with a reason why after this. What does it mean to someone who works for a living to have health insurance that pays? Here's the answer from Mutual of Omaha. Doctors, lawyers, merchants too. People in all types of business who work for themselves can depend on Mutual of Omaha paycheck protection when sickness or accident interrupts their income. When your income depends on you and not a company paycheck, how do you pay your bills and living expenses if you're sick or hurt? With paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha, it can pay you a monthly check for as long as you're disabled, even for life. Tax-free cash to spend as you choose to keep the home and family going. So, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, or anyone who works for a living, see your local Mutual of Omaha man for paycheck protection. Company that pays. USO troops, some of them as large as Bob Hope's, but most of them considerably smaller, have been a source of great joy and comfort to the men in Vietnam. But the Department of Defense has now decided, at least for the time being, to confine the shows to one or two performers. There are two reasons for this. First, the standard USO show that goes to Vietnam needs care and feeding, transportation, setting up of stages, loudspeakers, arrangements of schedules and logistics, and so forth. And there's just too much else to be doing these days in Vietnam. The second reason is that defense doesn't want to get a performer killed or wounded. If some big shot star of television or the screen fell victim to the fighting, it would probably cause much more of an anti-war hubbub back home than the deaths of the brave men whose names appear in small type in the weekly casualty lists, 542 of them only this last week. There's a time for fun and there's a time for fighting, and this is the time for fighting. It may or may not be significant, but defense has also told USO that it will be okay to send groups of up to five performers beginning April 1st. A man named MacArthur is fresh back from the war front. James MacArthur, the actor, that is. Variety, the Bible of showbiz, says MacArthur got caught in a firefight in Saigon before he recognized it as the real McCoy. He thought for a time it was a scene from a forthcoming film. Pro football players Bill Brown of the Minnesota Vikings, John David Crow of the San Francisco 49ers, Andy Russell of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Bob Bell of the Kansas City Chiefs were pinned down in a Saigon hotel room when the Viet Cong suicidal attacks began. One of them, asleep in his room when the shooting started, sleeping nude, as is his habit, rushed down to the lobby with his mattress wrapped around him. He could have used his helmet, too. A big USO troop from Disneyland, ready for a tour of Vietnam, was abruptly rerouted to Iceland and Greenland. Certainly no place for the shorts, Hawaiian shirts, and bikinis they had packed. James MacArthur, the actor, said on returning to San Francisco, "When I first arrived in Saigon, it was a city at play. When I got back from the field, it was like Tucson during the days of the Earps and the Bad Men. Everyone was carrying guns, and the early curfew made it seem like a ghost town. We would sit up on the roof of the Caravel Hotel in downtown Saigon and drink beer and watch the air action just outside the city. MacArthur chose one of the safest places in the world to stay. The Caravel, like the other hotels of Saigon, as well as the capital's larger business establishments, restaurants, and so forth, pay taxes to the Viet Cong for protection. You'll know the war is a total war when they are attacked, for the money they give over to the enemy pays for the enemy's medical supplies and for a lot of his rice. It's a strange war, or has that been said before? This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
20 years ago, an automobile accident disabled me and completely wiped out my business. Without Mutual of Omaha's lifetime benefits, there wouldn't have been a way in the world to keep my family together.
Learn how it can pay you to have health insurance that pays. Call your local Mutual of Omaha man. There's only one Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
Listen later today when On the Line with Bob Considine will again be brought to you by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. News are on the Monitor Beacon. Minutes before the Monitor Hour, Sally was a good old girl. Trini Lopez knows it, and he's making millions out of it.
Sally was a good old girl. If I wanted a kiss or a little bit of sweet, she was always willing to do her best to please. The girls make love and not to tease. Sally was a good old girl. Woo! Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. No matter what the regrets, she gave me her best. Sally was a good old girl. Help what she could. Sally was a good old girl. She was the hardest working girl in the neighborhood. Sally was a good old girl. Woo! She walked up and down the street all day.
nice to the one who'd pay. If the people had the money, she would give them away. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a flower child. Man, oh man, she was wild. No matter what the regret, she'd give you her best. Sally was a good old girl. She was the favorite with the, all of the men. Sally was a good old girl. And all of the other girls despised her then. Sally was a good old girl. She never cared. She kept on working and doing her share. She wound up never to a millionaire. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Yes, no matter what the regret, she did you her best. Sally was a good old girl.
About the other Arab setback. The news this week carried an item which said the expected Arab war baby boom is the best in Lebanon because of the pill. Well, Lebanon's very small. Disillusioned. That's the word to describe the United States ski fraternity, after our team's non-medal-winning performance in the Winter Olympics. But the fact that we were able to place so many athletes among the top 10 finishers augurs well for the future. A report from Olympic ski coach Bob Biatti.
Now, how about your comments on Penny McCoy's charge that you were helping to tear down the gals' ski team that her father had built up?
Well, I really don't have too much to comment on that. Everybody, of course, is entitled to their opinions. We're trying to develop a program here with a lot of youngsters, and I think that the results now and in the future will speak for themselves.
Bob, you've said that money, more than injuries, is the major problem for United States skiers in Winter Olympic competition. Would you elaborate on that, please?
Yes, we're a country that's going to be a good international racing power as soon as we can get a broad enough development program, have a big enough organization, send enough kids all over the world, and I don't mean just a few kids to the Olympics, but to races throughout the year and to go to South America in the summer. Development is expensive, and with development and with good organization all being part of the same thing, we need funds. And without the funds, we can just may as well realize that we're going to be a second-rate athletic power. With the funds, I think that we could be a great one.
Bob Biatti, thank you ever so much. It's been nice talking to you again, and thank you for all your past efforts during the Winter Olympics in Grenoble.
Thank you, Len.
Glenn Dillon for Monitor Sports.
At home or on the road, use weekends to catch up with sports on Monitor. Lawrence Welk's Orchestra and Green Tambourine. NC Monitor News on the hour next. So stay tuned and stay informed. H. Morgan here.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to be.